We're stepping into the Klein House and a piece of Alabama history. The plantation-style house in Harpersville is largely empty. There are wooden floors, a small staircase, and it has peeling old wallpaper.
This is an agrarian, simple house. This is not a fancy plantation house.
That's Nell Gottlieb. She's the president of the nonprofit Klein Arts and Culture.
The house is called Klein. It was built in 1841 by people enslaved on the place, you know, or the ones who put it together. And so at the height of it, it was 5,000 acres and had 99 enslaved people who worked it.
A plain table sits in another room with an empty fireplace. One spot of the wallpaper on the first floor has an African-American man standing looking up at a white woman on a horse. Gottlieb spent the summers as a child visiting the home. She inherited the property a little over a year ago. It is now a nonprofit called Klein Arts and Culture, and she's not the only one trying to preserve it.
What people don't know is the lives that they lived, and I was told things.
Gottlieb isn't our only tour guide. Peter Thatcher is a board member of the Klein House.
I knew where this place was from the time I was 7 or 8 years old. I knew what this place was. I knew where the other plantation was down the road there. They've torn it down and moved it.
Thatcher lives in Harpersville and is a farmer and a family historian. He carries a laser pointer, which he flashes from picture to picture or object to object. He tells stories as he moves his laser. Thatcher and Gottlieb share a connection to Klein House. She's white and Thatcher is black. He says both their families lived here, but his ancestors weren't here by choice.
On both sides of my family, the grandparents were the children of slaves. So she didn't know about her history, but she learned about ours, and she'd always pass all of it down to me.
So a descendant of slaves and a descendant of the slaveholders are now working together to fix up the Klein House. Gottlieb says the point is to form a vision to bring art, education, and cultural events that will focus on themes of equality and social justice. The Weidman Dance Company out of South Carolina created a performance called Migatrus Ataraxia, which concentrates on the experience of black people in antebellum spaces.
But not in bondage.
Company co-founder Thaddeus Davis.
But their humanity in spite of this notion of servitude and bondage. And how can we kind of lift up their humanity and how they love each other and care for each other as humans?
Thaddeus Davis and his dance collaborators point to the importance of exploring black life inside an antebellum home and what it means when they have to change the performance each night based on the audience's placement in each room. After the performance, audience members ate a meal and had a discussion with the cast and crew of Ataraxia. The crowd included Pat Bell, a historian and writer visiting from Philadelphia.
The dancers and the actors are amazing in their ability to create a meaningful experience simply with them not saying a word in most of the performance in the rooms.
Nell Gottlieb says that's the point of Klein House.
Students come in and sit and absorb the walls, letting the walls speak.
The Klein House hopes to create more moments like the ones from Migatrus Ataraxia, where people can talk about the complicated past and the effects that past has on the present. I'm Tucker Ligursky for APR News in Harpersville.